Monday morning means it's time for me to say it's time for City Matters, and opportunity for me to welcome in members of the city staff, led this for a long time now by City Manager Ed Gordon. And we're not having normal city staff members. You did bring some friends along.
We did from time to time. We bring individuals in from the community to talk about issues that affect the city of Bartlesville. And Charlie, I have a couple of guests with me today. You know, we're getting close to the 4th of July.
Yes.
And we think about, on the 4th of July, we think about our independence. We think about those liberties that have been granted us by God. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness were our gifts that not come from government. No. They don't come from man. They come from God himself. And we celebrate those freedoms. In fact, Charlie, I brought a copy just for you. I don't know whether I've given you one of these. Documents of Freedom. It's the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, and George Washington's farewell address.
Thank you very much.
And we are a republic. And as such, we are governed by certain documents, and we celebrate these liberties that we have that are enshrined in the Constitution.
Dating back historically from the Ten Commandments through the Magna Carta all the way into the Declaration of Independence and Constitution.
Exactly. And again, those freedoms are cherished and guarded by our Constitution, and of course contained in the Constitution is the Bill of Rights. And with those, that is, these amendments that are a part of the Constitution, which are the Bill of Rights. And I just think it says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion. That clause, and of course the fourth state of government is you, the watchdog, that keep track of us as government to make us transparent.
And that's why you're going to read the rest of that part that says will not impede the freedom of the press.
That's exactly what that says, right? Let me think. Maybe not. We are a constitutional republic.
Yes.
And as such, there are certain liberties. And with that being said, kind of a segue into who's here today, I have with me Mr. Brian O'Hara with Congressman Jim Bridenstine's office. And we've been trying to schedule this, Brian, for how long?
A
meeting?
At least 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years been trying to get together. And Emily Helms is with us, who is the district representative that has an office in City Hall to work with the constituents here in District 1, not the second district, the first district,
the first district.
Of United States House of Representatives, Congressional, Federal House. And Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing right well, and I appreciate you and Emily both coming up from Tulsa to be a part of the program today. Again, we've been trying to schedule this for quite some time. And let's start with where are you from?
Well, I live in Jinx, have for about 11 years now. I know that's a nasty word to some, but for us, it's a great word.
Jinx is where? I don't even know where that is. Charlie, do you?
There's something about an aquarium. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Maybe I've heard about that.
No then. Football there, but yeah, we do have an aquarium.
Now, by the way, being from Jinx, have you ever served on the city council in Jinx?
I did. I served 2 years, and that's where I met Congressman Bridenstine the first time. I had the privilege and honor of being on the city council, and before he decided to run, he had an article in the paper saying why he might run, and I met with him, and just everything fell in line, from his constitutional conservatism, where he believes that the state rights supersede the federal rights except where enumerated in that constitution. He believes in term limits, balanced budget. He believed in so many things that were in line with what I believed in, so I decided that I was going to support him. He jokingly says I was the first sitting Republican to endorse him in the primary.
And here you are.
I am.
And specifically, Brian, what is your responsibility?
Well, you know, one of the things that I do is outreach. Over the past 3.5 years, I have reached out to about 3,300 different businesses, different events, a lot of them coming up here to Bartlesville and listening to you, Ed, and to going to the Arvest Forum, Friday Arvest Forum, which to me is the highlight of any month when I have a chance to go there. They're very informed voters. They're engaged. They do a fantastic job of encouraging the elderly of the investors in Arvest, and I will tell you, that's, to me, one of the greatest things that I have the opportunity to do. But generally what I do is I go talk to the constituents. Congressman Bridenstine, when he took office, one of the things we had heard, right, wrong, or indifferent, was that Congressman Sullivan didn't reach out as much as they would like to him. Us not knowing what to do, ignorance is bliss sometimes, Congressman Bridenstine, myself, and Gabe Sherman, who's our district director, decided that we were going to take a different role. We wanted to go out to the people. And I was tasked to make sure that I hit the whole district and go out to as many events as I possibly could so that I could hear from the constituents, both Republicans, Democrats, and also independents. We don't differentiate in our role in the district office. And you'll hear more from Emily. Our role is to help every single constituent that we possibly can. Now, obviously, some we can't.
Yeah, and of course, what is Gabe's responsibility? And I've, of course, that's the first person I met after Jim. Met Jim right here at the radio station years ago when he was running for office. And then shortly after that, met Gabe.
He's our district director, and I will tell you, he's young, but he is as bright as any person I have ever met. We're not young.
Oh, what?
Emily's young. The three of us are not. But we have had
kind
the
of
opportunity.
Taken aback by that.
Yeah. He is a great guy. He runs the office. He runs the district. He goes to events. He meets with people. He speaks on the congressman's behalf. There are just so many things that entail his job. I've been a vice president of a company. That's what I did before I came here. And it's refreshing to be able to work for someone who has passion and zeal that Gabe has.
Yeah, and he is a man of character also.
Man
great,
of faith.
Great integrity. He
Gosh,
is. He's
you,
a great
you couldn't
brother.
Ask. We start every single Monday. In fact, before we came here today, Emily and I, we open up in a time of devotion every single Monday. It's not required, but everybody on our staff attends. And we pray. We pray for the district. We pray for the congressman. We pray for each other.
When he heard that you're coming up here, that's when he prayed for you. Emily, introduce yourself to us.
Well, my name is Emily Helms, and I am a constituent services caseworker for Congressman Jim Bridenstine.
And you have an office here in Bartlesville.
I do. I come to Bartlesville. I'm here on the fourth Wednesday of every month. And I'm just here to meet with constituents about various issues that they might be having that the congressman might be able to help them with.
As we talk about issues, before we met, talk a little bit about some of those issues. What issues do you address? You got something in mind?
Sure. Well, we help with problems with any federal agency. A huge portion of our caseload is involving veterans casework. So we know that the VA is in the news a lot, and we are able to help if you have problems with your VA disability claims. If it's just sort of stuck and you're waiting to get a response, we might be able to help. If you're having issues with the VA Medical Center, we can help with those as well. Sometimes people obviously can't get an appointment to see a doctor for a very long time, and so we might be able to help speed that process up for
them. I thought
them.
We fixed that. That's not fixed yet?
Depends on if you ask the president or the veterans.
Oh, okay. We have two sitting in the room that I know of. Of course, he worked in the golfing. He was in the golfing arm of the service, United States Air Force.
Happy to say that the congressman is also in the Air National Guard.
Yes, I served in Uncle Sam's finest as the Army, United States Army.
And thank you very much for your service, by the way.
Thank you, Charlie.
And
Emily, you do come to Bartlesville. How often do you come here?
Once a month, the fourth Wednesday of every month. I'm in City Hall up on the second floor. You can come see me.
And if we'll do this a couple of times, is there a phone number they can reach you at?
Yes.
What is that?
Yes, you can reach our district office at 918-935-3222.
And we'll do that again here in just a minute. I'm going to go ahead and ask, and maybe just give the link to go to. What about an email address?
Well, you can, I'll give a couple. You can go to the website, which is bridenstine.house.gov. Yep, very easy to find. And you can also email me directly at just emily.helms@mail.house.gov.
Okay. And we'll do that again. So
okay.
So folks can get their pencils out and we'll run through that one more time on contact information. Brian, let's talk a little bit about the district itself. We mentioned this is District 1. And give us some geographical description of where is District 1?
You know, it's obvious.
What does it encompass?
It's, it goes all the way up to Copan, and I have the pleasure of going up there whenever I'm in Bartlesville. I head up to Copan. Dewey.
Goes to the truck stop, I suspect.
I go to the city, and they're great ladies there. They do a great job for the city of Copan, town of Copan. Dewey with Kevin, I meet with him periodically. We go to Ramona, all the way down Sperry, and we go over to Wagner, right close to the Muskogee line, Porter, come up a little bit and hit Glenpool, Liberty Mounds, Glenpool, mm-hmm. and then over to Sand Springs. So it's kind of a straight shot down 75 till you get to Tulsa, and it spreads out a little bit and then goes into Wagner County. But we have a little bit of Creek County. We have all of Washington County. We have Tulsa County. We have just a slither of Osage County. And so we cover not as much area as our friends to the right and left, Mullen and Congressman Mullen and Congressman Lucas. Their area is profoundly larger than ours. But
population-wise?
Well, we're bigger population-wise. We have Tulsa. We have Bartlesville, which is an incredibly growing city and doing a fantastic job. You guys do a wonderful job up here. You're downtown. I know you're working on it. Broken Arrow, Coweta, Wagner, Bixby are all area. Sand Springs.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time in all those cities.
Brian, real quick, we'll do this again with you, but just inject your contact information right here as we talk about District 1.
Well, the easiest
way to get hold of you.
The easiest way to get a hold of me is to call the district office, which Emily has given you, but you can call me. You can send me an email at brian.o'hara without the apostrophe. It's funny.
Leave off the apostrophe on the O.
I will tell you, we had to sign up for the Affordable Care Act. And because I had the apostrophe, our federal government did not recognize it. So for 4 months, they were trying to figure out how to put the apostrophe in there.
Oh, well.
It's another.
It's very difficult to do that.
You know, you would think.
A little click.
Little click. It's brian.o'hara at mail.house.gov.
Oh, my goodness. Well, again, as we think about the congressional district, I think about who is Jim Bridenstine, and tell us a little bit about who Jim is. There may be folks out there that don't know who Jim is.
Congressman Bridenstine is an incredible young man. He served in Afghanistan. He has served in Iran. He has flown E2C Hawkeyes. He has been on carriers. I think that's if you were to ask him what defines him outside his faith, which he is truly a man of God, outside his family is his service to this country in the military. He was in the Navy, then went to the Naval Reserves. He loves to fly. And because there's a federal law that wouldn't allow him to fly, he transitioned into the Air National Guard, where he will be able to fly.
So as a congressman, he cannot fly?
He cannot. There's some regulation. He is considered
as an asset,
he's an asset.
He can't fly. Yeah.
But he loves flying. He loves serving our country. He loves, I will tell you, the veterans, because that's where his heart is. Again, next to God, his family, and he just wants to serve, and I think that's why he did this. But he also he was the executive director on the Tulsa Air and Space Museum for a short time. He's owned businesses. He understands small business. He was a small businessman for himself. He was a lieutenant commander. Now he is a major. So I jokingly told the general, I said, look, if he gets too bad, just call the governor, because the governor now is his boss, and get him deployed so he won't give us a hard time. But he truly is an incredible person.
Well, and we again appreciate his service to our country, and this it is really a privilege to be elected by the people and to serve. Let's talk about the committees he sits on, Brian.
Sure.
What does he sit on?
He sits on the House Armed Services Committee and the Science-Based Technology Committee, where he's the chairman of the House Environment Subcommittee, which is a huge, huge thing for a sophomore congressman.
Sophomore.
After 2 years,
yep.
They put him on that committee because he has a passion. And being on the chairman of the House Environment Subcommittee, he has done such a great job with space, trying to get more jobs in Oklahoma by promoting space. He works on that all the time, but he also has an opportunity to deal with oil and gas as well on those committees.
And now that you've mentioned that he's on that particular committee on the Americans, he came up with a piece of legislation and what he's been working on. What is that he's been doing?
The American Space Renaissance Act is an energy legislation, but the American Space Renaissance Act is, if you go to our site, you can see it, Jim Bridenstine's site, Congressman Bridenstine's site. It really is so well thought out. He is often asked to speak at space events because of that. There is a lot to it, and if you go to the site, bridenstine.house.gov, shameless plug, but I'll continue to do that, bridenhouse.house.gov, you really will have an opportunity to see what that bill entails.
Yeah, it's under issues. If you click at the top of the page, it says issues and legislation, and there you can go to that page, which is on the issues page, and there you can see the American Energy Renaissance Act.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, 12th largest community in the state of Oklahoma. How important is energy to us? Of course, one of the largest presence still here in Bartlesville is Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips.
And the congressman works very hard in the oil. He has received accolades. He's 96% of the American Alliance, American Energy Alliance. He has the highest rating of the highest rated legislation. I mean, Oklahoma, our guys do a fantastic job on energy, oil, gas, and he is rated the highest of the highest. So he really focuses on that, and he is so effective in oil and gas, natural gas. He spends a lot of time promoting that in our state. And importantly, he tries to get government out of what ConocoPhillips does best.
Yeah.
We don't do it best. Congress will never be able to create what ConocoPhillips does.
And the federal government doesn't create jobs. It's
no.
It's the private side. And I think what sets Bartlesville apart from any other, perhaps, community our size, is that there really is another government presence that runs this community.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you go to other communities like Lawton, on the other end of the state, there's Fort Sill. You go to Enid, there's an Air Force base. And McAllister, there's also a military presence there. But Bartlesville is driven by capitalism and free enterprise. We have each of these industries that are here really represent what America is all about. And Bartlesville's different from that perspective. We're different from any other community our size.
Well, and the congressman has helped Bartlesville in a number of ways. One of the ways we've helped, and one of the things that the Freedom Caucus has always been a huge part of, and I want you to know that the Freedom Caucus has started with about 12, again, showing the effectiveness of Congressman Bridenstine, started with about 12 or 15, now up to 41 members of Congress, and it's a group of people that believe the Constitution is a stagnant document meant to be changed only by you and I, by the will of the people, not by judicial realms.
Yeah.
We just heard about, I don't know if you heard about the case today where abortion, the Texas law was struck down by the Supreme Court 5-3. We don't believe in that type of judicial system. We believe in a constitutional judicial system. And again, the Freedom Caucus, which has about 41 members. A couple days ago, Congressman Bridenstine had a couple of them come into town, which was fantastic. But one of the things that the congressman has done for natural gas, which is a part of this, you know, in the past, exporting, you had to get a permit. And that permit was supposed to be quick. Well, what happened was that permit would sit on someone's desk for years, literally. And by that time, he's got tired of it. You did away with it. Congressman put in an amendment that made you have, that made that federal agency have 30 days to respond. Now, the people who are sending these in have already done due diligence. Nobody's going to spend that kind of money and not have done due diligence. But because of the president's, wherever he stands, this gives us the opportunity to allow people like ConocoPhillips, anybody else who's in natural gas, to be able to really speed up, expedite that process immensely.
I appreciate that expanding explanation on that. Brian, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on in Washington, which apparently for the last few years is not much. On the legislative side, I think, let's see, who makes the laws, Charlie?
The document that you just handed me here, I believe it's Article 1, Section 1.
Yes.
That would be, I'm paraphrasing, but that would be a House and a Senate.
Okay.
Yeah.
They make those laws, and it's up to then those policies are passed, and it's up to the executive to ensure that those laws.
He does get to use a pen.
Okay.
Well, if he gets a chance to use a pen, yeah. Senate has helped him from not using that pen for so long. I don't think there's any ink in it.
It's dried up.
He doesn't have to do anything.
Brian, let's talk a little bit about the enshrined in the Constitution, of course, in the Bill of Rights is the First Amendment, which does protect religious freedom. Talk a little bit about that.
Congressman Bridenstine he continuously fights for religious freedom. There's one of the things that the federal government, Obama, has done, he does have a pen when it comes to creating policies that are not legal many times, and he issued an executive order making grants and awarding contracts to only those companies that adhered to the hiring practices of the federal government, which meant if you were a religious organization and for whatever reason you didn't hire what they wanted to be hired, or if you only hired people who had the same viewpoints, then you would not be able to have a contract. And that was huge in our eyes. You were stopping people like Oklahoma Wesleyan from having a grant because they have specific, Dr. Piper has specific people who he wants to hire, people who have the same values as that college does. But this rule, it's not a law, this rule,
it's an executive order.
Executive order would require Oklahoma Wesleyan, if they wanted to receive grants, would have to hire exactly what federal government wanted them to hire. So in the MDAA, the Military Defense Authorization Act, our good friend from District 5, Congressman Russell, presented an amendment requiring, I'm trying to get this exactly right, and that gave back the freedom, which meant private businesses could hire who they want. In essence, this now became law. Where the president was an executive order, this gave law saying that private industries could hire who they wanted. Oddly enough, the Democrats who have screamed and cried and said you can't defund anything. It's illegal to defund anything. What they try to do was defund it. They try to say, well, we're going to defund that part of the MDAA. And in essence, what happened was they actually had enough votes in the House. And then they heard that Congressman Bridenstine and the Freedom Caucus said, no. We will not vote for this bill. And when leadership got wind of it, then they decided, well, we better hurry up and take this amendment out or kill this amendment, so, or whatever the Democrats had wanted, so that we could have it, so Congressman Russell's amendment would stay.
Good work.
Yeah, I applaud Congressman Russell and Congressman Bridenstine, and clearly that is the effectiveness of Congressman Bridenstine.
We got about 6 minutes left in the program, I believe. about 5 minutes left of the program, Brian. One of the things that is in the spotlight here lately, and just let's talk very briefly about it because I want to talk to Emily about it, a couple of things.
Yeah.
The Second Amendment. It's the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Shall
not be infringed.
Exactly.
And here, it seems the American people have forgotten that that is enshrined in the Bill of Rights. And it is not capricious or arbitrary in its application, nor can it be in its interpretation.
Exactly.
What's Congressman's stand on that?
Obviously, and what brought this to light was Orlando. I mean, I think
in our hearts,
we politicized it. Yeah, well, our hearts. We prayed for them. We prayed for the people of Orlando. We understand. Gosh, we understand it's a horrible thing. But we also understand it is not a gun issue. It is a terrorism issue.
It is.
And there have been so many times when things like this have happened where immediately the left ties it to guns. And even as far as going and having a sit-in in Congress, which, quite frankly, number one, is illegal. Number two, they kept on chanting, "No bill, no break," and as soon as the cameras were off, they took their break, they left. Now, I find that disingenuous. If you're going to stand up for something illegal, you better go all the way through. The reality is, July 4th came up, they might have had things to do. But Congressman is steadfast. He has always said the Second Amendment, as in all the amendments, have to be adhered to. And if anybody asks, I will tell you unequivocally, this is the man when it comes to Second Amendment rights.
And I stand with that thought. Emily, let me just switch to you. We talk about spotlights and nonprofit. Talk about the Agape mission.
Sure. Well, just about every month we present an award to a nonprofit in the district that we see has been doing good work. And last month we presented that award to the Agape Mission here in Bartlesville for all the great work that they're doing and feeding people in Bartlesville and in the surrounding areas. And so it was an honor to be able to present them with that award last month.
Well, congratulations to them.
Yes.
Anything else on that?
Well, if you have any suggestions for nonprofits that are doing good work, feel free to call our office. We're always that number is 918-935-3222.
Yeah, and we appreciate, again, Emily, you coming to Bartlesville, representing Congressman Bridenstine in the city of Bartlesville, and we look forward to you continuing your work here. Brian, anything else you want to add to this? We've got about a minute left.
I will tell you, again, Congressman Bridenstine has really put a lot of effort, in my opinion, into hearing from the constituents, from coming to events, from even people who post on his Facebook page who are disagreeable, as long as they don't use threatening or cuss words. We allow everybody and anybody to put their posts. We try to answer all of them. I will tell you, we have a fantastic staff in Gabe, Matt Ryden, who does a wonderful job in our social media, Ashley, who also does casework, and Eric Zellner. That's just a small point. And Cam, who's new to our team. Our goal is to help you. Our goal is to help you, Ed, with water issues. Our goal is to help the city of Bartlesville as well as the district as a whole, irregardless of anything.
And while that we talk about that on a regular basis here on the program, that water issue is through Congressman Bridenstine, Senator Inhofe, and Mark Wayne Mullen is moving forward, and we appreciate their help. Before we close down the program this morning, Charlie, who is this over here on my left behind me?
That is our intern. He's been with us, Miles Moreland. And Miles, you've been with us, I believe, about a month, right?
Yes, sir.
And you are, I got 10 seconds here. Miles, where'd you go to school?
University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Well, glad he's in here doing his intern work. Charlie, thank you. Emily, Brian, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And God bless the city of Bartlesville.
Amen.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is Kate.